Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I catch in traffic. 100.
Happy Monday. Fun times for the Cubs right now, seeing if they can take their heater out to Colorado and then Los Angeles, because home and road have been very different for the Cubs. Mm-hmm. Also, always fun when the White Sox are able to beat the Kansas City Royals, who I just like watching them lose. I also like watching Eloy Jimenez hit a ball 773 feet or whatever the actual...
470, and the exit velo was 111. The ball was vaporized about 140 feet out.
Oh, my God, was that
mammoth shot.
And Ned Yost got kicked out, too, because he's Ned Yost, and he should automatically get kicked out.
It's a great weekend. A
lot for Lawrence Holmes to talk about, and that's why he's here to talk.
Hello, men. Our new studio here. Am I sounding okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure the whole thing out here. I mean, just sonically. I don't mean
right.
with actual, like, whether or not I have good thoughts, because obviously, no. But I just wanted to make sure that I sounded okay. Sonically, I enjoy, and do we know how far Max Muncy's home run went?
Far enough. Yeah, the ocean.
Because he hit it a mile.
The
and
literal ocean.
I enjoyed him doing the thing where Madison Bumgarner does the Madison Bumgarner thing, and, yep. then he's like, yeah, go find the ball. It's in the water if you want it. If you're that mad.
Fish it out of the ocean.
Yeah, go get it out of the ocean. Stop. He's, oh, my God, like he's so that guy and has been that guy forever. I'm just, like, enough, man.
I can't hear the name Max Muncy without singing it to the tune of Brass Monkey. That's my problem. And again, that's just my issue.
I thought you were going to go Max Madsen there.
Oh, hello, Max Muncy.
Muncy's was only 426.
It felt like it was much farther.
Double
than
that. Yeah, that ball was absolutely roached.
Did you know, we're actually in the new studio here, we got the screens up. Did you know that they're bringing Pressure Luck back, Dan?
No whammies, stop.
That's that
yes.
game?
Elizabeth Banks is going to be the host.
Sold.
Oh, I'm in for her. She's great.
Absolutely. She is great. Sold. And now she like runs Hollywood, too.
Yes, that's a big time mogul right there. She and her husband, who was it, Ben Handelsman? Is that his name?
I think that's
producer.
His name.
They were college sweethearts and got married, and now they're an empire. Press Your Luck. It's not that good a game.
It's a great game.
It really isn't.
Kiss my ass.
It might be good television. Can you name the original host?
No, I cannot.
That's not Wink, is it?
No. It was the late Peter Tomarkin. I think he had a weird death, too.
Oh, no. He's one of those guys.
I might be making this up.
In excess kind
of
thing?
Yeah, not quite Michael Hutchins.
Yeah.
No, that was, I don't think it's quite that. I want to look it up. Was he flying an experimental plane or something?
Well, I did watch the YouTube of the guy that cheated the game.
What, he cheated Press Your Luck?
Yeah. So
how did
he,
that work?
This you haven't seen this? This
no.
guy, he figured out what the pattern was on the board. He had been watching it at home and figured out that there was a pattern to getting the big money and the extra spends. So he did all of that, and then he went on the show, and he got really nervous, and he realized that everyone was saying, you know, no whammy, stop. And then the first time he did it, it didn't stop where it was supposed to stop. And then he figured out that he needed to change it. And then he made – Pressure Luck is a show where if you walk away with $15,000, you did something special.
And your dignity intact.
Yeah.
This guy walked away with like $160,000.
I don't remember a Press Your Luck scandal.
It was a total scandal.
It was incredible.
Like 84 or so.
Michael Larson
yes.
is the guy's name. I'm watching the footage. You're right. He got the whammy on the first one, and he is just crushing it.
He spun like 60 times in a row.
Well, that's a poorly designed game.
And
if somebody's watching at home can figure out that you're tipping signals.
He's very excited. He looks a little bit like Orson Welles probably looked before he got super drunk filming those commercials.
No, you're right.
Like the very excited, and then he just kind of tailed off and started doing Mrs. Buckley's Peas.
So to market, a private pilot and his second wife were killed when his Beechcraft Bonanza crashed a few hundred feet offshore in Santa Monica Bay. in 2006. The aircraft lost power after takeoff. He attempted to turn back. They said their chance of survival would have significantly increased had the plane been equipped with shoulder harnesses in addition to lap belts.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Yeah, so there you have it. I didn't want the show to end without you knowing exactly the cause of death for the original Press Your Luck host.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but still, back to the Press Your Luck thing. I'm very excited about it. I had to explain to Panther, she had never seen it before, and I was like, oh, it's the greatest thing. It's the Whammy would come out dressed as Elvis, and he'd take your money away. I mean, sure, some of those were a little bit questionable, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So I'm hoping that all that stuff comes back with the new series.
Did you enjoy 2 out of 3 against the Royals as much as I did?
Anytime. I mean, that's now the team that I hate. So, yes, anytime that they want to beat the Royals, I am down.
I'm almost amazed, because I'm with you, and I'm almost amazed how fast and how completely it happened with me and the Royals and needing them to lose each and every game to the White Sox. It is a complete and utter transformation. There's no going back.
Here's what it is. There was stuff that was underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. The Ned Yost stuff has kind of always been underneath the surface on this, and that's the issue. Now that it's come to the forefront, and he, you know, no one does that to our pledges. Only we can do that to our pledges.
Shut up.
That's how we feel about Tim Anderson now. So it now gives us, and the other stuff, Whit Merrifield being a made-up player, you know, like one of these guys from the random name generator that just seems like he seems like a Cardinals prospect.
Oh, absolutely.
Quite honestly.
Absolutely.
But he's a made-up guy, and he's really good at all the Ned Yost stuff. He's a great player, but... come on.
And he'll get traded to the Rays at some point in the next month and a half, and then they'll have nothing. And it'll just be that. It'll be Alberto Mondesi, and that's it.
They got their World Series. Good for them. But I'm looking forward to the White Sox beating up on them for a long, long time.
It's enjoyable.
Are you a believer that the Cubs now will be able to end their home road differential, or is this yet another tall climb for them?
I don't know. They picked the wrong place to go try and do that this week.
Yes, they did.
Right?
Like, two places.
You know, that's not really a place where you want to start off. I will say that there's some interesting stuff that's happening when you consider that Schwarber is your leadoff guy. Yeah, the experiment is finally worked, and he has been terrific for the last 10 days or so. So, you know, a 7-game streak. Moncada's got a 10-game streak.
Yes.
Watching that guy hit.
I mentioned it before. There was at least one person in this town that was buying available Moncada stock before this year during spring training. I always said how excited I was to see what that guy was going to do, given an opportunity to prepare himself mentally, to learn from all the time he had. There's a critical mass now. Is OPS 900?
OPS Moncada? 856. Yeah, okay. Season, OPS plus 128, and I would guess, I'm not looking at it right now, but a WRC plus probably something like 119, 120.
And I think Anderson's like 845 because, you know, doesn't walk.
No.
But he's still hitting. You know, you're 64 games in, and Tim Anderson is still hitting. And if he can continue to slug his OPS up towards 850, 900, I'm good with it.
And even the Moncada slumps, like he has gotten himself into a 5 or 6-game stretch twice this year where there's a lot of strikeouts, some non-competitive swings, that kind of thing. It looks like, you know, with his patient approach, he gets himself, I'm just saying how it looks like. It looks like he gets himself out of those slumps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important thing for a hitter to understand he can do. That is a crucial next step to figuring out how to succeed in this league.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. And this weekend has been fun. By the way, went and saw Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's not good, Connor.
I don't know.
Here's the thing, though.
It's only the most iconic comic book run, maybe of all time. Top 5 for sure, and they did what to it?
They trashed it, and they trashed it partly because they were going to use the from what I read, they were going to use the same, shapeshifters?
Oh, God.
They were going to go Kree and Skrull, but then Captain Marvel beat them to it. And then they had to switch it.
Do you understand?
And it's terrible.
They had to switch villains?
It is a criminal.
At the last second,
they had to go and reshoot stuff.
It's so bad. It is a criminal miscarriage of film
because it's not in the MCU.
Oh, yeah. Sony's got their stuff. They're Fox and
now,
Sony.
Now that's over with. Now they're going to move over to it.
Yeah. So the Skrulls couldn't be double purpose. They couldn't double dip
yes,
on the Skrulls
because you already retconned their history.
It is a criminal miscarriage,
and it takes place in 1992. So you can't. You've already kind of explained away that these aren't evil people, and it's just
so what do you go to is like who comes off the villain bench at that point? It's like
the
Steve,
bride, right?
The annoying guy at the office. Yeah.
But that's who they went to, and it was hysterical. The performances are worth you paying for a matinee down the road.
That's the thing, man. Those movies have McAvoy, Fassbender, and Jennifer Lawrence, and they got one movie out of that whole crew.
And I
got to
tell you,
Sophie
Turner was incredible.
She all right?
She was incredible.
I had my doubts.
As Phoenix. Like, okay. She really was.
All right.
Played the role in a very conflicted way, but it is not. It is.
Probably go see it on
Tuesday. It is not good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.